Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. If you're ready to launch, scale, or evolve the soul-aligned business of your dreams, then this podcast was made for you. With 16 plus years of entrepreneurial experience on my side, I'm here to empower you with the tools necessary to create life on your terms. I'm a conscious business strategist, money mentor, and astrologer, and here we marry the pragmatic with the mystical. Thank you so much for doing this work with me, and let's dive in. Hello, my gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. I am coming to you from Scottsdale, Arizona, and with a brand new microphone. And I feel like this microphone is really, really good. I actually found it at Best Buy. First thing that I haven't bought off Amazon for a while, but the reviews on Amazon were so incredible. I will make sure to link it in the notes for you if you would like it. It's very good. So hi guys, I'm 36 now. I cannot believe it. It feels so good. I have to just say really quickly, I actually don't have a ton of time to record this episode just because I've got MWMM hot seat coaching tonight. I'm meeting my parents for dinner. I start a mastermind with Chris Harder tomorrow. So it's a very busy evening, but very, very, very exciting. And very simply put, I feel like when I turned 35, I had a little bit of an existential moment. It just felt very weird. Like I was like, wow, 35, that's 5 years from 40. It just, 35 was a little, it was a little tough to be honest, just in my head and lots of things coming up. And for some reason, solar return, 36th, I just feel so much more like anchored, like I'm here. I feel so much more in my peace and in my power as a woman, as an individual, as a leader. And it just feels really, really good. So I'll definitely talk more about that soon, but I want to dive into these three advanced business secrets because I am so excited to share these babes with you, these babes, these babes with you babes, but I'm very, very excited to share these with you. And let's just go ahead and dive straight in. So secret number one, it is not about having the biggest business or the biggest numbers. It is not, I'm going to repeat this one more time for anybody in the back of the room. It's not about having the biggest business or the biggest numbers. Something that I think has been really touted on social media, especially in the coaching space, it's just like this conversation, so numbers focused. And I'll be the first to say, babes, in the time that I've been doing this over the last 5 years, I got caught up in that too. But what I realized, this is one of the biggest things, biggest breakthroughs of my journey, is very, very simply, just because you have big numbers or you can celebrate a six-figure, seven-figure, a 10K, whatever, it does not mean that you have a stabilized business or that you know how to run a business and cultivate impact through your business in a sustainable fashion. And here's the thing, for so many of us, whether we're healers, mentors, astrologers, coaches, whatever it may be, many of us have never learned traditional business. So we've been learning all this stuff on the fly. What you have to ask yourself is not numbers for the sake of numbers, but there's two things with this. Number one, why am I doing all of this? Number two, what kind of lifestyle do I want to lead? So in the space of business and in the space of goals and goal setting, we have to first key into our why, which is tied to our mission. That's how we want to impact and take care of others because at the end of the day, that's what business is about. It's about relating. It's about serving. And then secondly, what kind of lifestyle do I want? And it's actually ironic that I am doing this mastermind with Chris this week with Chris Harder, amazing episode with him
Just a couple episodes back, Financial Wisdom for a Recession. Amazing, amazing episode. You guys have been loving that one. But we did an exercise with him, and I know that Tony Robbins does an exercise like this as well, where you actually sit down and you write down what your dream lifestyle is, what the numbers are. And you actually start to get clear and real and honest about what it is that you want to create with your life. And then you add these things up and you break it down. Because what happens so often is that we get caught on these arbitrary numbers. And this used to be me, so I can speak this from pure experience. We get caught on these very arbitrary numbers, or we see someone else talk about these numbers on social, and then we think that that's the benchmark. But the only pure benchmark, my loves, is what do I want to create through my life? What do I want to create through for others through my mission? And what do I want to create for myself through my work, through why I show up day in and day out? And get yourself a total. What does it actually take? Do I truly, truly need to have a $10, $11, $100 million business? Or can I actually create the lifestyle that I'm seeking by making low six figures a year, mid six figures, high six figures, or maybe a million or low millions? Now, these numbers, I don't want to just throw them around. They're prolific. They're powerful. But this little secret, my loves, has changed my life, because I used to be someone where it's like I would see the numbers being showed on social media and I was like, this is the benchmark. This is what we all should be doing. This is what I should be doing so I can prove that I'm enough, or what I do is enough, or that I'm serving enough, or that I'm adequate enough. And the thing that absolutely set me free from all of this was very simply getting to know my numbers at the deepest level. What are we spending in a month? What are we receiving in a month? What does my income look like every month? I used to not know any of this. So it was just like, we got to just keep pedaling to this benchmark instead of being like, wait, what actually does the business require? What do I want to make as the owner of this business and this mission? And let's go from there. Instead of it being this arbitrary, massive goal, look at the numbers. Because what you might see is that what you actually truly require and what you actually truly desire are much more accessible and very different than you think. And very often, it doesn't take. Now, I want to just add a little asterisk to this before I share a secret too, because very simply, you can have a big business, but remember, big is arbitrary. You get to decide what big is to you. How many people do you actually want to serve and impact? What kind of reach do you want to have? What kind of numbers do you want to do? Know that. But also understand that it's okay if that bigger vision, those bigger numbers, whatever they may be, take a little bit of time. But what I can absolutely guarantee you is that you will get there, especially when you have healthy financial acumen and what I'm going to talk about in secret two. So for secret two, how you lead yourself is everything. Now, this is something that I am always exploring how to practice to the best of my ability. So know that with leadership, it's never about perfection, but it is about self-accountability and self-awareness. And what many people don't know, and the reason I labeled this a secret, is because what I think many people don't know, but they learn eventually, is that to create any kind of success, to move to the F3 or F4 of your business journey, you have to know how to be a leader. And most importantly, you have to know how to lead yourself. I'm really, really passionate about this. And through having my coaching certification, MBCC, I no longer have it. I did it for 3 years. But that was the biggest thing that came out of the journey that I had with my women and two men through that journey, through that process, was not only about the power of guiding them and helping them access their leadership, but most of all, I shouldn't say most of all, but since it was my container, I feel like most of all, I learned how to be a leader and how to lead myself. Because in any moments where I slipped, that's to this day one of the most successful and powerful programs I've ever offered. It was 9 months. It was a massive deep dive. And I'm so honored to the babes that I got to guide through that. But very simply, through that process, what I got to access more than anything was how important my leadership was. And the truth is, I know I never could have created a program like that without a relationship to being a leader, but to see it through and then to move to the next iteration of my work, of my career, of my creativity and business, I got to learn so starkly what it means to be a leader. Are you an F3 CEO ready for an accelerated business scaling and leadership experience focused on taking your business and mission to the next level? Welcome to the Capricorn Academy, led by me, your Capricorn Ascendant CEO. This advanced level business and leadership training has been years in the making. I've had the opportunity to lead Natalia Benson Coaching Corporation to 290% growth in just 3 years. This course material embodies all of the lessons, successes, and challenges that have led to this level of growth, impact, and sustainable and consistent revenue. I know that not everyone wants to learn high-level business tools in the traditional way. That's why this 4-part live training experience is tailored for mission-driven, heart-led CEOs looking to make an impact while also creating a life they desire. Waitlist for the Capricorn Academy is now open with only 10 spots available when we open enrollment on May 4th, 2023. Make sure to jump on the waitlist in the show notes and take the next step towards structuring, organizing, and prospering your conscious business with me and the Capricorn Academy. Leadership, in the words of Jocko Willink, leadership is about radical accountability. And I take it a step further, radical self-awareness. I think very often people don't think about their success, or they don't think about having a bigger audience or more impact or making more money. And they don't think about leadership. They don't think about, and I know this because I never did, they don't think about who they're going to have to become to handle all of that, to handle bigger numbers, whether they're bigger social media numbers, more podcast listens, more money. To handle bigger numbers, you have to know how to be a leader. And especially in the service space, which is, I know many of you are mostly service providers, but you may also have product-based businesses, et cetera. But regardless, leadership is key. And when you have a personal brand or you are the CEO of your product-based business, you must know how to lead. People will look to you for leadership and they will do and mirror everything that you do. And I say this, my loves, because I have learned this both in the ways that it's been very organic for me and also the ways that it has been extremely hard, because I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn through experience and I had to learn through making mistakes. But how you lead yourself and how you show up in the moments where it's just you is really powerful. It's not about doing it all perfect. It's not about a 10 out of 10. But it is about that accountability and that awareness. I'll tell you something. If there has been something that has felt more important to me than ever lately, it is the topic of leadership and advancing a business and being in an advanced state of business. You have to know how to be a leader. But where you practice leadership first is with yourself when no one is looking. And I say this with so much humility and such deep reverence, but I know the reason that I have gotten to this point with the privilege of having you angels in my community is very simply because leadership is important to me and leading with integrity is important to me. And it's, again, not a perfection thing for me. It's not a 10 out of 10. It's self-awareness and self-accountability to do better and to get better. Now, let's talk about secret three. This is going to be maybe a little bit of a, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? This one might catch some people off guard. This one is about leveraging the intimacy of email over the public space of social media. Here's what I mean. I talk about this a lot with my mastermind and with my high-level clients. Email is very powerful. I actually mentored a babe once who told me that someone had told her that email was dead, and that gets talked about a lot. But I have to say, I don't believe, and number one, that's absolutely not true in my work and in my business. But also, there is an intimacy to email that you don't always get with social media. Social media and algorithms are changing all the time, and you do not own your social media audience. You don't own those followers. I am with almost, I think, 66,000 of you over there. Well, number one, there's only about 1 to 5%, I think, of that audience is even shown, which is interesting in and of itself. But in addition to that, there are probably babes on there who have not seen my stuff in years. Who knows? But also, very simply, if Instagram went away tomorrow, I would only have access and connection to the people that I talk to on email. And perhaps, you know, you babes here as well. Thank goodness. So I mean, maybe I should have changed secret three to the leveraging the intimacy of email and podcasting, because I love podcasts. I love it. But my chart is very much an expression of a podcaster, which is interesting. And I'm happy to talk about that more sometime. But very simply, when we leverage the intimacy of email, we have to look at it like this. When you have someone's email address, it's like you have their digital address. And being that things are increasingly online more than ever before, having people, having access to your community, to your people, having access to their digital address is very, very powerful. Open rates on emails are anywhere like healthy open rates, I would say. Don't quote me on this number, but just from what I see from my email and from my clients, I'd say anywhere from 35 to 75%. And that's when you know you're talking to your people, you are speaking their language. And we do a lot of selling through email. I have noticed such a massive shift through selling on Instagram. And you may notice I do it very rarely. I like to serve through the power of masterclass, through the power of nuance, through podcast. And I will only do little reminders that I have something going on over on social media, but that's not the core of where I communicate and where I do my sales invitations anymore. It's changed a lot. And very simply, when it comes to someone purchasing from you, there is first and foremost the need and the importance that they trust you. Now, with email, you have that direct contact, that direct ability to connect. And when we have that, there's so much we can do. There's so much that we can nurture. I worked with Krista Ripma for a very long time on building up nurture sequences and essentially passive revenue funnels inside of the business. But the core, and I have an episode with Krista where we talked about this because she really taught me this, but the core of someone making a purchase with you, it is about trust. And most importantly, it is about nurturance. This is something I never used to understand because I didn't know my numbers. I was just like flying by the seat of my pants with my business. I had no understanding of MRR, my monthly recurring revenue. And I just was like a slingshot, just like, here's this, and we're doing this, and we're doing this. And look, there's nothing wrong with that when you're in the F2 space of your business. If anything, it's a natural process. But very, very simply, what I've learned over time is when I know my numbers, when I'm in a space of leadership with myself, when I have a plan, there is so much nurturing that I can do to help someone like you make the best decision for themselves on if my work, one of my programs, my membership is the best place for them. And the way that I do that is through the power of email. So very simply, I hope that that lands, my loves, because social media space is very important and don't give it up. This is, by the way, advanced business secrets. Now, F1, F2, social media is extremely important for you. It's extremely important for an advanced F3 business owner too. But very simply, keep this in mind. Never forget about email. Nurture via email. Nurture via your socials. Nurture via your podcast. Nurture via YouTube. Nurture, show up. But don't forget about email because there is so much like power and also revenue generating power through the intimacy of email. All right, my loves, which one of these secrets was the most supportive for you? I would love to hear. You are welcome to shoot me a DM at Natalia_Benson. And before we close this up, my loves, I have a very, very powerful invitation. You have likely heard this in the last couple of episodes with the ad that I put in about the Capricorn Academy. So I am opening enrollment May 4th. There will be 10 spaces available. Now, the Capricorn Academy is for F3 advanced CEOs and business owners who are looking for an intimate deep dive experience to sharpen their skills, get reinvigorated, up their leadership capacity, and most importantly, ready themselves as leaders in their business, position themselves as leaders in their business, and really start to move in their soul-led business as a CEO. I feel like what we are moving into in the coming years, especially with the astrology, I talk about this in my first episode of the year, it is so important to know how to guide and stabilize your conscious heart-led, soul-led business. And most importantly, what is needed more than ever, other than the stabilization of heart-led businesses, is also leadership. So this course container is designed like a mini mastermind with time and space, not only to connect to the incredible CEOs who join me, but also have some personal mentorship with me. Now, here's the thing. What I'm teaching inside of the Capricorn Academy, this is typically only information and wisdom and the synthesis of my experience that I get to share inside of my 6-month mastermind or a high level business mentorship container. And what's so special about the Capricorn Academy is that it is 8 weeks. It is definitely high intensity, high focus. You have 4 2-hour live trainings with me. You get 2 1-to-1 30-minute mentorship sessions with me. So instead of joining me for maybe 6 months or for a high level and also high investment business mentorship experience, you are going to get not only the most up-to-date skills, tools, systems that I am utilizing inside of NB Corp right now, but you're going to get that for a much, not only lower expenditure of your time and focus of your time, but also for a very, very approachable investment for your business. So I'm very excited to offer this. This is actually going to be my first time guiding and teaching the Capricorn Academy. It's going to be completely live. Make sure to jump on the wait list in the show notes. Like I said, I only have 10 spaces available and I will open enrollment on May 4th at 10 a.m. PST. So make sure that you are on that wait list. I've got more information coming to you once you join the wait list. And if you have any questions about the Capricorn Academy, you can DM me at Natalia_Benson with the word Capricorn and I will follow up with you and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. So my loves, I love you guys so much. This was definitely a shorter episode. It's like I said, I have a very busy, very exciting week. I'm actually recording this episode with a rosewater face mask on. So that's a vibe, but I cannot wait to see you guys next week. And like I said, if you have any questions about the Capricorn Academy, shoot me a DM, check out the link in the show notes, make sure to jump on the wait list and be one of the first to take one of those very, very special spaces on May 4th. I love you guys so deeply. I hope that you really enjoyed this powerful, potent episode on 3 advanced business secrets. It's such an honor and a privilege to walk this path and do this work with you. I love you guys immensely, and I will see you next week. If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life. Please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.